Moon Mission is open to the public, meaning anyone who has the financial capability to afford the price of the seats. They're each priced at $100 million.
At the front of the queue is Greg Olsen.
Oh, I mean, who wouldn't want to see the moon up close? You may not want to go through the space ride to get there, but I mean, just imagine if you could look out and there's the moon. There's this big moon, the way we're looking at the Earth now. To me, it would be mind-boggling. Yeah, I'd really like to do it.
And the company thinks there'll be no shortage of takers.
You really don't have to sell a moon mission. It's making history. It's going where less than 30 people have gone before. You really don't need a sales tactic for that.
In a neat twist from the Cold War rivalry of the 1960s, the company works in partnership with the Russian Space Agency. Rich clients provide the funds, and the cash-strapped Russians provide the hardware. And it's technology straight out of the 1960s, the Soyuz rocket system.
The Soyuz rocket system was first designed in the 1960s for the Soviet lunar program. Once the Americans landed on the moon, the Soviet lunar program was almost just abandoned.
But one of the reasons why it was abandoned was that the Soviet manned lunar program of the 1960s was a failure. Not only did they fail to get a man on the moon, but they also failed even to put a man into orbit around the moon, despite 18 attempts to make the technology work. They hope that the cash injection from the rich Westerners will help them do better this time.
Everything in life is a risk. There's various degrees. The Soyuz was designed for lunar orbit, so it's certainly capable of doing it. Russians have a great space program, great instruction, great cosmonauts, so I would have a lot of confidence.
This private sector mission has a fighting chance of at least putting a person into orbit around the moon. But even they could be overtaken by a new dark horse. A late entry in the new race to the moon. China. Its economy is booming. It's a global superpower. And now it's turning its attention to space. In 2003, the Chinese put a man in space and brought him safely back to Earth. In 2005, they did it again. Now they say they want to put a man on the moon. Few would bet against them.
With China coming up, we've had astronauts and then cosmonauts in Russia, and then we have taikonauts in China. Now, they've had two orbits of the Earth, and, that's nice, and, people say, well, it's primitive technology and so forth, but you wait 10 years and see where those people are with spaceflight.
Whoever wins the race to get back to the moon, there's little doubt that our most ancient love affair is back on. In many ways, it's a relationship that's finally grown up. We've been through infatuation and courtship. We've had a bit of a rocky patch. Now the relationship has emerged stronger than ever. And this time, it looks like we're in for the long haul.